This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to tell you that our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or whether you rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home's hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. They make it easy. Our next guest went the name-dropper route yesterday on Twitter, saying he spent the day in New York City, started talking with Ben Affleck, and ended with a reunion with Todd McFarlane. Don't usually name drop, but that tweet had to come out. I would agree with you, Seth. That tweet had to come out.
Yeah,
that tweet had to come out.
Isn't that what social media is for?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, well, no, as long as you're not showing me what you're eating.
No, and
because that's the one I'm still fascinated by, that people think that others really care, unless they're like a foodie where they're that's their business.
Well, it was funny because I was going to do a Syracuse postgame show, and I got out of that. And so there were a couple of people on Twitter asking me, you know, how come you're not on the air? And I just, how do I explain this without just telling the story? Like, you don't reply to some guy's tweet and going, by the way, I had a Ben Affleck interview, so sorry, you can't do your show. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You don't do that. It's just not the way it is.
That had to be talked about. I want to get in more information on that before I let you go. But first,
I'm
a believer that Rob Manfred is permanently damaged. I think he's the limping deer on the side of the road that had his leg broken in a car accident and is limping around. Someone has to put him out of his professional misery, because he's miserable for his sport. He is. I can't say it any simpler.
Well, John, you and I talked a year ago.
Yes.
About, there were accusations in a great book, Terry Thompson, Christian Red, formerly of the New York Daily News, as well as former MLB investigator Eddie Dominguez, who's a longtime friend of mine, and they wrote a book called Baseball Cop. And
you're the one who got me to read the book.
Right.
I hadn't heard about it.
Right. And, you know, there's no uncertain terms that if you read that and you learn about how Manfred oversaw human trafficking that was going on to get Latin players into the sport, I have said he is a criminal. And I think that, you know, the government wanted to have him come testify, and he agreed to some sanctions, and, you know, he's afraid of losing the antitrust, and then the steroid stuff. And I mean, the book is fascinating, but
it is a great read.
But but this idea that Manfred didn't know, and, you know, I hearken back to when the original Athletic story came out. Now, I don't cover the Astros. You know, I cover the league, but I don't cover the Astros specifically. And I had heard this rumbling. I heard this rumor for years about cheating. I didn't know how. I didn't know why. And I didn't. It's not my place to pursue. And when I saw the article, I called both the union and the league. You know, friends of mine that are officials in the league. And all I said was, boy, that's some article, huh? And the two responses, I'll paraphrase them both because they were both exact, and they both said, what, you didn't know?
Exactly. I mean, and that's what I'm hearing. I mean, that to me is fascinating.
They knew all along, and they didn't want to. And if you want to say, why didn't Rob Manfred act when he knew? Tell me about Joe Paterno and tell me about Urban Meyer.
Yep.
And so the only argument there, if I'm going to sit there and point fingers, is I don't think it's the Astros alone. I think there's multiple teams. And what I was watching this past week, you know, as teams were filing in for spring training, is what players were adamantly crushing the Astros and what players were giving you the standard, well, it's in the past, we have to look toward the future.
And you're suspecting those guys.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I could say I stood 5 feet from Nick Markakis.
Right.
When he did his, I was in the clubhouse for that, when he was speaking on Monday, and it set the world on fire. I mean, he set that, and the next day, there was a players-only meeting before we had clubhouse access, and there were no more questions about the Astros. I think Alex Anthopoulos was smart enough to say, okay, we've let someone speak for this team, now let's talk about the Braves.
Britt Gardner gave a line that was so standard, like it was like out of the cliche book, and all I said was the silence is loud, because I'm not saying I have any insight that Brett Gardner was cheating in any way, but all I'm saying is now I wonder, and I didn't wonder before I saw that comment.
And I mean, it's weird,
and it's very strange. And
now you do not have women that think you're sending them sexual messages, though, by the way you have, like if you make a TV appearance or something, right?
Well, I got a lot of new followers after the Ben Affleck tweet.
See, that's what probably happened. see, now here you're going to get on me a little bit here.
No,
is that Major League Baseball, to me, I think Tony Clark needs to go. Because he represents 30 teams. And I'll tell you, talking to Major League Baseball players this week, it was uniform. And there were, not on the record, but there were at least six Major League Baseball players who said to me, that wouldn't have been my vote to give them immunity.
He
represents every team's players. And
he represents every player, nothing
correct.
To do with teams.
Correct. So he represents every player on every team. There is no way that the Players Association would have said to him, yes, Tony, get them immunity. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I just think that's hindsight, to be honest with you. You know,
I'm
critical of Manfred, but the fact
but
of the
they didn't
is,
get asked.
But they have no subpoena power, and the fact of the matter is that they know as well as anybody. And I just think it's naive for people to say that about the union, because the reality is that with no subpoena power, this is the Mitchell Report all over again. The fact is that Manfred could call Carlos Correa and George Springer and Jose Altuve in and not get any facts. And then we're crushing Manfred for not knowing anything.
Okay, that's fair.
It's all hindsight.
All I'm saying is the 29
he had was to give immunity, and when it happened, nobody complained.
But should
it's
he
not
have
until
gone?
Spring training has started that people are complaining.
Yeah, but wait a minute though. He didn't go to the 29 team reps. He didn't have a conference call with the 29 other team reps to say to them, "Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight to make sure these guys get immunity from any kind of penalty." I believe that the 29 other team reps would have said, hell no. Hell no. Don't do that.
No,
don't get them immunity.
You can't say that then because you didn't know.
Because they didn't get asked.
The severity.
But they didn't get asked.
But that's not the debate. The debate is how do you get the information? Again, we're saying this because we know in grand detail what happened.
Right.
But when you didn't know that, nobody was saying the players should have not gotten immunity. The players wouldn't have said a thing. And without that information, you don't have a report. You don't have a penalty. And Alex Cora is still managing the Red Sox.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So I just, as much as I'm a critic of Manfred, he had no choice. And this was the only way he could get information. He was trying to get the report out as comprehensive as he could, and he had one choice. And the choice was, I need testimony. How do you get testimony? It was like hiring Senator George Mitchell and not giving him any subpoena power. The only reason that Mitchell report exists is because three guys were compelled to talk. No player talked to George Mitchell, and no player would talk to Rob Manfred.
Okay, I got 1 minute here. Why were you talking with Ben Affleck?
He is promoting a new movie called The Way Back. And I was asked to be on the press junket.
Ben, wow.
We sat down for a conversation that's going to be on both my podcasts.
Hall of Justice.
Hall of
and
Justice.
And Sports with Friends.
And Sports with Friends, because don't forget, when we did the interview, the director, his last name is Gavin something.
I'm sorry to do that to you.
Yeah, and he is the guy who directed Miracle.
Okay.
And ironically, yesterday was the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. And he told this elaborate story about his interview with the real Herb Brooks about that film. And I said, that's Sports with Friends right there. So
there you go.
And Ben was fascinating.
Gavin O'Connor.
In the interview, we debate, should the Red Sox have traded Mookie Betts?
There we go. Gavin O'Connor.
Gavin O'Connor. Thank you.
There you go. There you go.
Great guy. Very nice.
That is great. Seth, I love it. I love the exchange of ideas. Love hearing from you. Check out Sports with Friends. Check out Hall of Justice, too. Just go to iTunes. Then you can find both of them, because I frequently do. I don't know a lot of Hall of Justice stuff, but I'm sure that is believe me, it's huge with my daughter's age. Yeah. Like her friends, they love it.
It's a fun show. We had the ladies of Smallville, Lana Lang, Lois Lane, they came on, and let me just say, those ladies have a lot of fans.
Wow, they do. Have you had Justin Hartley on yet?
No, we're working on that. That's the dude from This Is Us that was also Green Arrow on Smallville.
Well, he was Adam Newman on The Young and the Restless.
And he was Aquaman in a never-seen Aquaman pilot.
Really?
Yep.
And he was Fox Crane on Passions. See, remember, just make sure
this
if you miss...
30 seconds, I'll never
there you go.
Get back.
Good job, buddy. Take care, man. See you. There's Seth Everett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.